Here's Manning. Finally snapping and blitzed and sacked by Mike Mitchell. Took him forever to snap the ball. And then Mike Mitchell came on a safety blitz off his left side. Nobody picked him up. And the Raiders sacked Manning for a third time.
That's safety Mike Mitchell sacking future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning last Thursday night. Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. As you recall, when Mike came out of college, he had a reputation for being a fierce hitter. Now we come to find out, as a member of the Raiders, he has great passion and energy for the game.
As soon as you're out there and tackle is made, it's almost like it's electric for you. Why is there so much energy and so much excitement for you at that moment?
I just feel this is something that I truly do love. And I want to be the best at it. If I wasn't trying to be the best at it and I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it because, you know, it's just too hard. Too hard on your body, you know, too hard when you lose. It's just too many bad things are in it. You got to be in it for the right reasons. And, you know, I'm just a guy, I understand how the game is meant to be played. You know, I hear a lot of older guys tell me that they really appreciate how I play the game, and that really means a lot to me because I do try to honor them with the way that I play the game. I want to be physical. So that energy is just me being a kid out there, and that's I really am having fun. And there's not too many jobs in this world where you can go feel like you dominated someone. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I don't know, just that feeling of knowing you got the better of someone, or that you there's that physical whatever that is, that's why I play the game and that's why I love it.
Are there any specific teammates that you feed off of for that excitement and that energy as well?
Phillip Wheeler and Tyvon Branch, man. They're guys that don't necessarily say a whole lot, but when you watch them play, their play says a lot. I mean, they fly around the football field. They love to hit people in the mouth. You know, I always tell Ty, when we're back there together at safety, there's not anyone I'd rather be playing with because I know that there's a guy just like me standing next to me, and I mean, I feel so comfortable a lot of the time with him, and you know, obviously the way Phil plays, I think is great for our defense. You know, obviously everyone is their own type of player, but when you get 11 guys that are flying to the ball that all love the game and want to do the right things, man, that's great defense.
You focus before you go out onto the field. You got an iPod. What's playing in the iPod?
It was just on there. It's When the Stars Burn Down. It's a Christian song. I listened to a lot. Like if you're on my iPad, I mean, you're going to hear everything from Justin Bieber to Young Jeezy. So there's a lot on there. But the last song I was listening to was When the Stars Burn Down. It's a great song. Got me really motivated. And then Battle Scars. I don't know if you've heard that Red Dawn trailer. It's like a movie, new movie coming out, but that's a pretty good song. Pretty much, I'm listening to everything, though.
You also spent some time out into the community. Tell me a little bit about being able to see the fans in person and to be able to actually talk with them and hear them.
I mean, usually the kids that I've been interacting with a lot are the younger groups, and I mean, it's not why you play the game, but it's definitely a bonus. You don't need to get paid for it. I mean, it's a gift in itself. To see a little kid smile and know you made his day. I remember being that little kid, seeing NFL football players or whoever it was, you know, just thinking they're the coolest thing in the world. So to be able to take an hour out of your day and, you know, share some words with someone that could impact them for the rest of their life, man, I mean, that's a huge blessing that God would give me, you know, that ability at 25 years old to be able to impact people like that. You know, it's something that I definitely cherish and try to take advantage of as much as I can.